Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And this is Cue It Up until 4 p.m. Yay, here we go. Now, ordinarily, what would happen is something like this. I would say, okay, here's the theme. We'd explore it. We'd sort of amble through speaking, ambling through. I'm here in the studio now, proceeding. Cue It Up was Muzak for The Observant. That is the music department show here at CITR. For those of you who are tuned in, I think Andy Resto was at the helm, feeling the traces of that memory here in studio right now. And the track he left us off with, it's Hound's Tooth by Ashitans. It's the album In an Open Field, which you can find online. Just look for it, you know? Ashitans, E-S-C-H-A-T-O-N-S. Ashitans, In an Open Field. I'm going to take inspiration from that. Today's show is going to be a music show. Decidedly non-thematic. And I know I'm saying that as if there's some distinction or particulars there. But really, when examined in the great scope of this program's, I guess, 3 or so years of existence, hasn't it mostly been about good tunes and good vibes? Something worth thinking about. For instance, let's take as a case study the classic animated program, The Simpsons, from Matt Groening on Fox. Approaching now 3 decades in existence. I mean, that's more than half a decade older than I am. And yet, we conceive of the show as an indomitable classic, something that is enduring, something that will remain. Yet, given the same kind of far scope and take, we can see that really, there was only about 8 or so very, very good seasons of The Simpsons, and that for the majority of the show's runtime, more than 70% at this point, the show has simply not been very good. Then we think about what classic means, the meaning of legacy, and what kind of traces we ourselves will leave on this planet for our children. Anyhow, this is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. You can hear a track, local band Cindy Lee, the song Prayer of Baphomet. It's from the album Malenkost, which just recently received a vinyl reissue, if I'm not mistaken. It's from 2014 or 15. Productive few years for Cindy Lee, who released an incredible album back in 2015 as well. The name of which escapes me, but take care, listener, because I am proceeding with extreme diligence and will do the research for you. Here's Prayer of Baphomet. Got you. There you were, anticipating the moment of release, the music, when I suddenly spilled soda water all over the boards. That's okay. Going acoustic now. Analog, rather. Straight to you, live, very soon. Stay with us.
Je suis partie
Hey, wasn't that lovely? You know what's not lovely? My ability to enunciate the beautiful French language. So let me tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to put the title of the song in Babelfish. And it's going to tell me if the name of it was called Forever for Always Birds. And though we must keep trying and striving forward, sometimes Babelfish is the best we can do. That was from N Now. It's a live album recorded in Berlin. N Now, out of Montreal on the wonderful Genice Cosmique label. Now you might say, hey John, again, your accent's quite a bit off. But that wasn't the worst French I've ever heard. Well, let me tell you, I've had a lot of time to practice with that particular label name. And again, before that, we heard Cindy Lee. The reissue 2015 album, Malincost. And I said I Would Get You, the name of Cindy Lee's other album released in 2015. I have not forgotten these promises. Here is Shum Maguranashi from Voices of Georgia. Again, pronunciation, not the worst in the world, quite bad, but by no means the worst. And in that case, I wung it. Which could be the past tense way of saying that I winged it. But that would be wrong as well. That was just something that came out of my mouth. And here is something coming out of the radio, ostensibly. You could be listening to this on any number of channels. You could be listening to us on a streaming device or in a comfortable automobile. Really, there's any number of ways this music could be reaching you right now. I'm just gonna Wasn't that lovely? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. It's from Voices of Georgia. It was in Georgian. The genre is a kind of unique ethnographic roots music, endemic to Georgia. Polyphonic choral song, having often, I'm told, to do with religious themes, although it is practiced as a secular medium of song and technique. Now, when I began Cue It Up today, I said, well, you know, there's no theme today. Then I went on a big, I don't know, tangent, I guess, about the nature of legacy. And also the fact that it's not uncommon for Cue It Up to simply be a music show. But I was incorrect, because clearly today the theme is that I am pretending as if I was on some esteemed program at the CBC, possibly about classical. That was not intentional. My tongue got caught in my throat there. Classical music, or some other genre of high regard. This is a nice thing to imagine. I could see myself, possibly tenured, I have no idea. Someone at that level of CBC's programming must have some kind of tenure. Or possibly I am interning in such a capacity. Unfortunately, I know so little. So instead, this will have to suffice as a form of role play for the time being. On another, more apt tangent, we're going to listen to Ian William Craig now. Local artist, very local, as a matter of fact, teaches here at the University of British Columbia. Although, if I am not mistaken, Ian William Craig is from Edmonton. The new album, Slow Vessels, Ian William Craig, consistently one of my favorite artists, trained in opera, if I'm not mistaken, using his raw voice, recording with withering analog tape, looping these tapes, cutting them up, splicing, making something achingly expressive and at the same time very of a certain kind of mood, a certain kind of ambience that we understand as tape ambience. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Maybe I could do the gig after all. But first things first, we've got to finish the show. And we're on with Cue It Up until 4 p.m. So stay tuned. Ian William Craig with A Single Hope, which is, now that I listen to it again, actually a more, let's say, unproduced version of a track he had on the album Centers. This is not in a pejorative sense, definitely a cleaner version of the song with more emphasis on Craig's lyrics. Am I still doing the CBC, is that thing? I'm not entirely sure because I think I accidentally unplugged my headphones and I can't really hear myself or determine what kind of performance I'm putting on currently. So in the meantime, we're gonna go to ads. Please stay tuned here at Cue It Up.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling nimble today, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
Itself to me, because in our Dunnage teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
Hello again. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, located on top of Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam Territory, which is unceded territory. I can hear myself again. This is a revelation. This is a cause for rejoice, celebration, and rejuvenation. But before that, before I get a chance to step out into the sun, spread myself out, and embrace the warm rays of light, we're going to play some Eileen Bryant, a supremely talented musician, lives here in Vancouver. It's the track Spring Improvisation. Improvisation, a word I also ordinarily have difficulty saying, yet as I was just mentioning now, this is a moment of rebirth and rejuvenation. Stay tuned to Cue It Up.
Oh.
You were listening to Lauren Connor's Voice of the Ocean, Despair Not. It's on the album, which is now re-releasing on Recital. Let me conjure up the purpose with which it was played on today's show. Oh, and I almost forgot, the album is named Evangeline. Now, earlier we played a track from Ian William Craig, who released an album through Recital, which I believe is Sean McCann's label out of California. Sean McCann himself, incredibly talented artist with multiple releases on the Recital label. Recital, R-E-C-I-T-A-L. And this Lauren Connor's piece, Evangeline, is re-releasing, reissued on the label just now. The album itself from the 90s. Lauren Connor's versatile experimenter, storied. Well, there isn't enough time in the show to go into the depths of that particular tangent. We have 13 minutes left. When I last joined you, I think it was on a note of rebirth and rejuvenation. So let's get some beat music. Let's up the tempo. Prepare ourselves for the remainder of this week. The sweltering heat. The boons of global warming, which we, living here, are so privileged to receive. Am I being ironic? I don't quite know. What pleasure can we derive from this complex and sad, desperately sad, set of circumstances that nonetheless bestow upon us such radiance and warmth on a lovely Wednesday afternoon? Anyhow, the album Plant Cell Division by Your Me came out on 1080p, local Vancouver electronic label, last year. We're going to hear the track Lucidity. Then afterwards, we're going to close with a track from Adhesive Tapes out of Toronto, the artist Form. Form being from Saskatoon. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. That was Lucidity by Your Me, the 2016 album Plant Cell Division. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Cue It Up, which has no theme, despite my claiming something entirely of another nature. You can find podcasts from CITR programs on CITR.ca. That's the plug you get for today. That's me doing the upsell. If you could see the rhetoric of my arms and hands right now, gesticulating, articulation in the physical world here at CITR, located on ceded Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam territory. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll be back next week. And for those of you who prefer this program, when it's less me role-playing some kind of public radio pastiche intelligentsia figure, etc., then you'll want to tune in next week. Stay tuned for Shoes on a Wire coming up now. And before we go, again, form as promised on Adhesive Sounds, electronic artist out of Saskatoon. Here's the track, Bapu. Please enjoy.